Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey, nigga. Let's get this fucking money.
Good morning, good morning. Before we get started, get your joints, bongs, rigs, wax, flour. Go get it.
What you waiting for? Fire that motherfucker up.
I was waiting for you to tell me.
Oh.
First of all,
I got baby girl here a gift.
Ooh, baby, you know what? That's what I want to say. Thank you. Thank you to my boy, Eddie De Niro. Ooh. He got me best of the best, baby, because he knows I love Viva La Buzz.
That's
there
right.
It is.
You got to treat your lady right every now and again. You know, my
see?
Baby girl. I got to treat my baby girl
that's
right.
That's how you do it, Z. And you stay faithful.
Wait, you whore around all the time, goddammit. What are you talking about?
That's right. I told you I'm a liar. And it's a jelly cocktail. What's up?
Ooh,
best
wee.
Of the best, homie. Viva La Buzz. Just know that.
It's
you guys
the
are the
jelly
best.
Juice.
Homie, I love them. Best of the best. Love you, Viva La Buzz team. Get it,
ooh,
homie.
Those are nice, too. I smoked one the other day. That's why I got one for this.
Oh, my God. They're the
it
best.
Good.
I don't
it
say they're
good,
best of the
good,
best for
good.
Nothing right there. Let's do it. Get started.
We got the magic rig back today. We're ready to go. Doing the dabs with the Jerome Baker. I don't know if y'all can see the logo on there. Probably not, but it's there. Trust, fam, trust.
And we got another bong. Got some state flower,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah.
Some of that ice cream.
Ooh-wee.
Oh, yeah. That...
Let it play
cocktail.
A play. Let ooh. It play a play.
Ooh, it's nice. Nice. See, I told you why Viva La Buzz is the best of the best. Favorite grower out there. That's mine, homie. Go get it. I knew woo, you know? So, how you guys out there doing today, Eddie De Niro?
Oh, my God. I'm doing a lot better now.
Good, good,
get a little hit in here with me.
Good, good.
Coming to us today on, what is this, episode 4? We on episode 4?
So.
Episode 4, yeah. That's what it is.
Season 1, right?
Do we jump to season 2 already?
It
could be. Fuck, you know. Time travel's possible.
Yeah. I don't know. Right? Are we jumping the good? I think so. Whatever
season
we're
season 1. We're still in season 1. This
okay.
is episode 4.
There you go.
Coming to you from my garage on the east side.
Woo!
Cold kicking it. Gunshots are not edited in. Those are the real deal, motherfuckers. And over here, you hear them a lot.
You know where you at?
A lot. They like to do the donuts out there in the little intersection.
Is that right?
And shoot their gats off.
I bet they do, homie. See, like I said, you guys got to be careful when you're over here on the north town of Vegas, homie.
No, we're not in your neck of the woods.
Oh, no,
we're in my neck of the
yeah,
woods.
Yeah, that's right. We're over here. Yeah, that's right. See, that's how high we are.
I don't know what shit. I don't know what season we're in, and you don't know where the fuck we are.
Exactly.
Wow.
See, that's how it is. You see,
we got the blind leading the blind over here.
There it is, homie. See,
going to hit that shit.
Hell yeah! See, there it is. My favorite right here. Just so you guys know, boom, Viva La Buzz, love you, team, the best of the best right here.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
They got the good exotic flavors going.
Yeah, they do. They got the Bruce Banner. They got a lot of good flavors.
Yeah.
A lot of good strains. They're coming out with a lot of good strains. They're going to, because they collaborated with White Label Wax and all that. They got some good wax out there, some
shit.
Shatter and all that. Go get you some at your local dispensary, wherever you want to go. You know what I mean? If you guys ever want to see me, you know, Super Mario, I work at Nuwu, just so you guys know, hey, you know, but if anything, you're more than welcome right now to go anywhere. But hey, show love right here to Viva La Buzz, best of the best, baby.
They're everywhere, all over Vegas too.
Oh, they're
they?
All over Vegas.
Yeah,
yeah. That's why they're best of the best. You know, you can't get no better than that. What's up? You know, so
this is true.
So how you doing today, then? What's up?
Doing pretty good.
Good, good, good.
I'm fucking tired of playing with the goddamn insurance companies and doctor visits.
Okay, so yeah, last we talked, your health was good, right?
Yeah,
you're doing
I was waiting.
Better.
I was waiting on fucking waiting to go to the doctor and do the little stress test and all this shit.
Okay.
They got me and they fucking canceled me today.
Oh man, fuck. Well, because
it's like, oh well, you know, I don't have a heart problem or anything. You know, I can wait. I can wait for another couple of weeks. It's no big deal, you know. Ticker's about to shut the fuck down, but yeah, it's okay. You know, it's no big deal.
What was 40 years? What's another a couple days?
Yeah, what's another couple of days? Right.
Right.
This motherfucker ain't gave a shit for fucking years. A couple more weeks ain't gonna fucking matter. Meanwhile, I'm over here inside freaking out, fucking ripping my hair, what little I have out. Fuck, man. Crazy, but
I don't know. Yeah, well, like I said, hope
you, know,
you
I'm
feel
still
better.
Here, so
hell yeah, hope
it
you
is
feel
what it
better.
Is.
Hope you feel better, everybody. We hope he feels better, man. Give a shout, you know, shout out to Eddie. Hope you know, take care of himself. We're all gonna do good. Got a shout out there for my boy James, you know, out there fighting cancer too. Hope you beat that, man. Take it easy, man.
Brother, most definitely.
Much love. Hope you're gonna do good, man. We're all behind
hell
you, man.
Hell yeah.
So like I said, anybody that out there got issues, you know, don't worry. We all, everybody's here to, you know, support everybody, man. Just look out.
Yep, we got each other.
Hell yeah. So
that's how we got to do it. Especially in the weed community. Mm-hmm. We got to stick up for each other because not many other motherfuckers are going to stick up for our asses.
Exactly. You got to love
us. The Christians ain't going to, for sure.
No, homie, not at all.
They're not going to help out.
Nope. So what are we going to get into tonight? What kind of wax you got for us? Eddie De Niro, explain to us what's up. Tell them all what we're going to smoke.
We got this new Wu Diamonds right here, and that's the Space Ghost. I think I talked about that last week. And then we got these, I think this is it's some MPX. It's them good old diamonds.
Ooh,
it's them
look big old at that. Diamonds. That looks beautiful. I love it.
So we got some dabs for sure going on. I think that's good. The blueberry.
Nice. Well, there you go. For you guys out there that were like, they're not doing dabs. Well, right here, we got the rig going for you guys. Got it all. Homie.
Brand new package right
diamonds
here.
And nice all that.
Little 0.5 or a gram or whatever.
Beautiful. I love
is.
It. We're going to get toasted.
Ooh.
Ooh. So
this might be the episode where we pass out.
I think so.
It might be.
So what's up with your, with your.
Oh, we forgot to do that when I introduced
you. We forgot to do
that. Fucking see, we're too goddamn stoned sometimes for this shit.
Yeah, we're too stoned sometimes. That's why you gotta just sometimes
got our little Mario noises for our Super Mario here.
That's when we're taking too long. Hurry the fuck up.
Gotta have some sounds going in there, right?
You already know. And then this is, and then we're gonna have a nice little, like, you know, nice little, probably little 10 minutes of us talking, you know what I mean, when we do this one. Uh-oh.
Did you hit the button, the wrong button again?
No. But tell us your conspiracy. What's up? What you going to get into tonight?
Are we ready to start this up again? Hey, you jumped the gun on me here. I was over here getting ready for dabs.
Oh, no. Let's get the dab first. I'll get to know your book.
How high do you want to be for the book or what?
If I want to get super, super high, let's just get fucking loaded.
We'll get loaded, then we'll go to Conspiracy Corner, okay?
All right.
How's that sound? We'll do it that way.
You got it. So how you guys out there doing? Hope everybody's doing good, you know? So, hell yeah.
Ooh, look at that.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. Beautiful. Look at that. That's
got
real.
Got them little crystals all up.
Oh,
in
yeah.
There.
Nice. Look at that. Ooh, beautiful. Can't wait to hit it. You guys are going to. And then, Eddie, explain to them explain to them what's up.
Okay, so we got a few ways we could do this. The first way we're going to start out with, we're just going to cold start that bitch.
Perfect. Most people don't like that, right?
Some people do, some people don't.
Okay.
It's kind of like everything else in life.
Okay.
Some people like one thing, and some people like another thing.
Okay, it's like but me. I like skinny girls and then fat girls, right, or what?
Right, exactly. Same kind of thing.
Okay, see? So I can't go wrong, right?
Any woman with a pussy, right? Is that what we're getting at here?
Is that what you're telling me?
I knew you're a dirty whore. I knew it. God damn it. I knew it.
Oh, we don't get kicked off for this one.
Shit. This could be the one.
Well, if we did, I love all y'all.
You never know. Now we'll be back. We'll come in under an assumed alias. See, that's what Donald Trump should have done whenever he got kicked off the internet.
That's
he should have came back as an assumed
fucking
alias.
Mrs. Trump or something. I don't know.
Right. Something.
Fucking something, you know what I mean?
Hairpiece 91. I don't know. Something.
Orange 43.
You know? Orange 43. That would have been a good one. See? Orange 45. Wasn't he the 45th president or some dumb shit like that? That's fucking funny.
That is too fucking funny.
If y'all
funny.
Don't know Orange 43, that's a badass fucking strain.
Get it on me.
Yeah. Bohemian Brothers, I believe, is where we normally have that.
Nice,
yeah,
nice,
that's where we get that one from.
Exactly. Another good cultivator.
Ooh-wee.
Another good one, homie.
It's
They're
always
all...
usually about 30%.
Nice.
It's around the 30 mark. Yeah. That's what I always liked about that.
They are. They're real, real good, man. They're real good. You know what I mean? So I like Bohemian Brothers too. Just like I said, everybody has their preferences, like you were saying. You know, I know you like GLP. A lot of people like I said, I got this one today. I got State Flower.
State Flower's good too.
Then we got MPX right here. Still right here. Check it out.
If I'm correct,
boom,
GLP.
MPX.
Is all organic. State Flower also is all organic,
yes,
I believe.
Sir, yes, sir,
if,
yes, sir.
If that's correct.
And then we got our house brand that's really, really good. Is this
some new woo. That's the Blackwater OG right there. Oh,
Reserve,
yeah.
Too. Smoke Signal Reserve. Go get you some, too, real, real
oh,
good.
Shit. I'm just mashing all over the floor and shit.
Like right it's here. My house.
Yeah, hell oh, wait, yeah. It is.
So, hey, I forgot my Mario shirt today, you know, just so you guys know it was laundry day. Just so you guys be like, oh, he got it on every episode. He looks
He's
like a picture.
He's wearing his granny panties.
I'm an 80s baby. I love the Ninja Turtles, too, homie. Boom. I got my turtle shirt on, you know. Got always
So represent. Which turtle are you?
I was always Mikey, homie. Mikey's my favorite. Michelangelo, baby, to the fullest, homie. Right.
Was it because of his pizza-eating abilities?
Because of my pussy-eating abilities?
No, I mean, pizza.
Oh, I thought you said...
Oh, okay, my God. Yeah,
yeah, we know where your mind's at.
Yeah, because of my pizza eating ability.
Oh, this fucking guy, man. God damn.
And because I love to be funny, man. Mikey was always my favorite. I mean, why? You know, he was the best looking one, man. You know what I mean?
Is that right?
Like, yeah, in the sense, like, you know what I mean? He looked at life funny. It's always, fun,
you gotta have fucking high aspirations.
Of course. I mean,
yeah. Mm-hmm. That's good. You can't he looked good, so that was your idol right there.
Exactly.
Huh?
You can't be all fucking mad all day like Rav. You can't fucking try to be the leader like Leo. Then you can't be all goofy or smart.
See, I don't remember
like,
the Ninja Turtles. Yeah, man, I didn't really watch them.
Yes, no, I loved them, man.
That was a little after me.
I think so.
I was born in the 70s.
See, I was born in the 80s, so we're 10-year different.
You were just a little kid then. I was already 11 or 12 out getting in trouble on my fucking bicycle.
For real. You were already smoking weed when I was barely fucking, yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably. Yep. Yeah. So.
No, I'm only 11 years older than you. Do we ever figure out how old you were?
Yeah, I'm 37, 1984.
I'm 11 years older than you.
Okay, okay.
I wasn't smoking weed yet.
No, not yet. No, okay, not yet. Okay.
Well, but I was getting in trouble. I was doing dumb shit. We were riding our little motorcycles around and wham, fucking shit up, you know?
Gang banging and all that too, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Slapping hoes out there in the rural areas of Big Spring, Texas. It was hard. It's hard being a pimp out there, let me tell you. There ain't many hoes in the rural areas, you know?
What is that one song? It's hard out here for a pimp when I'm trying to get the money for this rent. Because I spent all my money in Cadillacs, bitch. So. That was a good movie. Whoever said that was a good movie, Hustle and Flow or whatever, good movie, too.
I think I seen that.
Hell yeah.
But I was really stoked probably when I watched it, so I don't really remember it. I have to watch that again.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So you know what also we're going to say? We're going to start a little thing called also too, what grinds my gears, man. What grinds my gears.
Yeah.
Let them know.
We're going to have to get you a little soundtrack. I did not get you a little soundbite for that today. Next time I'll have one for you.
Okay, for sure.
We'll find something like a little jackhammer on the street or something.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Fucking shit, grind my gears. You know what I mean? Like, so.
All right, take it.
All right, so the other day I was driving on the freeway, you know what I mean? You know, everybody's driving on the freeway. You know, sometimes I, you know, run a little late, you know, to work or to go pick up people or to do, you know, do my thing. So, you know, I was on the freeway and I guess I cut some guy off, you know what I mean? Or he cut me off. I don't even remember what it was. The point is, you know what I mean? I give him the bird, you know, boom, what's up? And then this motherfucker wants to follow me, fucking.
He's ready to fight.
Yeah, fucking wants to pull out a gun on me. Like, he wants to do some motion. He follows me, like, off of two exits. Does the most. And I'm like, God damn. So I start pretending to get on my phone like I'm calling 911. And I'm like,
a finger's not a finger anymore.
Tell me about it, Eddie.
It's not a finger anymore, you know? It's just not. People take it a little bit more personal now.
The world we live in fucking
sucks.
See,
in Texas, you can flip somebody off. They don't really give a shit usually. It's not like that.
Nah.
Because everybody has guns there. They all carry guns. So they know there's a good chance that somebody, you know, if you want to fuck around, somebody's probably gonna have a gap.
And you know what? I don't carry. I don't have a concealed. You know, because
Have to have a concealed. Out here, you could just open carry. You know that, right? There's no laws. You just carry, but you have to carry it on the open. You can't hide it. So you can't slip it in your shoe or under your sock or in your waistband. You got to have it out on your belt. It's got to be out in the open.
Boy, that people about this is good. No, okay.
Yeah, this is fucking me up. I like that.
I like it. Nice. No, well, yeah. Well, the point is, you see, that's the world we live in. You know what I mean? Just so to my thing is, you know, don't try to, you know, flip people off. And if you're the other person and you get the finger,
just take it. Laugh.
Laugh it off. Think of us and
people
be like, that motherfucker's gonna fuck
a lot. And I just laugh it off because it's like, haha, I got into your nerves.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I just laugh it off, you know? Yeah, just laugh it off at the end of the day because.
That's what it is.
Yeah, bing, bing, guy. You know what I mean? Like I said, just give him, like, yeah, man, just laugh it off. And at the end of the day, don't hurt nobody. Don't try to, you know, hurt nobody. And, you know, at the end of the day, that's just it. You know, everybody be careful out there. And, you know, even giving the finger to people is what I'm trying to say. Now you
traffic
can't do
is crazy. It's already crazy enough, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's already. Fight with people over
exactly,
shit.
Exactly.
You just got to take it, roll with it, and go on about your business.
And then everybody's fucking hot. Some cars don't have ACs. Some fucking, you know, motherfuckers.
Here
windows
in Las
don't.
Vegas, we're about to go into triple digits already. We already fucking hitting the, going up. It's going to be 120 this year.
They said it's going to fucking, what's it? They say that this weekend's supposed to already hit the 3-digit.
Yeah.
Mark, homie,
so. Yeah. And it doesn't go down. It stays that way for probably the rest of the fucking summer.
See guys? Ooh. See guys? Man. So
we're already sweating out here in my garage.
Yeah, we are, homie. Feeling like hot pigs in a.
In a what?
In the blanket? In the blanket? Something? You were supposed to finish it for me. Come on, baby.
I missed the cue. Sorry.
Finish my sentence, baby. I thought it was your love.
Sorry, baby girl. Sorry. I can usually read your brain. I was off track that time. All right. So,
all right. Tell them what's up. Explain.
We got this thing going here. I got a little bit of the juice in there for you.
All right. You're going to go first, right? For you.
I'll go first. I'll set it up for you. Are you ready to?
Yeah, but you go first. Yeah, go first. Show them what's up. You're Eddie De Niro. You're the big man compass. Show them what's up.
Oh, I don't know about all that, but.
Yep. And then I'll go next. I'm going to just show you guys that, you know, you can either like
sloppy seconds.
It ain't no fun of the homies. And I always say that. Never be stingy with nothing. I don't fucking want to be stingy out here with everything, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
Fucking money, pussy, fucking everything, man.
So basically what we're going to do is you can, there's a couple of ways to do this.
Right.
You can cold start it, which means you can drop your product in there first.
Okay.
Like what we've done here.
Perfect.
See, you got a little good little dab.
Ooh, beautiful. Me gusta.
Oh, I'm going to be fucked up.
It's all right, Eddie. I got you. I'm tripped.
If I fall, will you catch me?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Is this like in Titanic?
I'll try to catch you.
Is this like in Titanic? We stand on the front of the boat?
I'll try to catch you.
Oh, man. We need one of those little green screens so we can have this set up. I can fall into your arms.
Beep, beep, beep. All right. So which way are you doing it? You told them already which way you're doing it?
The cold way.
Perfect.
We already got the product in there. We got this bad boy going. So basically all you do is you just want to put the heat on there. When it starts bubbling, you want to wait a couple of seconds. Ooh, and then start hitting it.
There you go, Eddie. Show them what's up.
Hold this for me.
You got it, mama. All right. Show them what's up. Don't burn no.
Right.
All right. You guys see? Maybe they can't see because the mic's in the way.
Well, they're not going to see anyway.
Okay. You heard that? You guys are not going to see anyway, but we'll explain it to them. If not, explain it to them, then don't worry.
We'll explain it while you're not going to be able to see it.
There you go. If now, he'll explain it.
We got the heat on it right here.
You got the heat on it?
And it's starting to bubble a little bit and
turn the bubble a little bit and boom, voila, let's go. Vamonos. Get your little cap cup.
Got a little bit there.
Cut. See why we fuck with each other? Cut. We don't know what we're doing. I mean, we're fucking with you. Yeah. That's a good shit right there. You know what I mean? We love it. You know what? While he does that, fuck it. Look, I'm a bong guy. I love bong. I love weed. This is going to be, I just barely packed it, and this is the Stay Flower ice cream. Fucking good. Go get you some too. Fucking fire. Ready?
Hit that shit.
How'd you hit that? How was that? Beautiful?
It was good. I got a nice little taste off of it, the cold start way, and whenever you're ready here, we'll let this cool down a second. Take that, and we'll get you one.
All right.
You ready?
Let's do it. That way we can say we did it all for you guys.
We'll get some music for you while we're doing this too, ready, so it's just not so boring and quiet here.
There you go. Oh. Hopefully we're not boring for you guys. Hopefully we liking this, homie. Ready? Yeah.
There you go.
Woo-hoo. It's about to flow.
It's like you're getting it, huh, from behind.
Or I'm giving it. Either way.
Shit.
Hey, if you're a rapper, if you know how to sing, come sing with us, homie. Yeah.
Come spit some flows over us. Yeah. Hold up for a second. How you doing over there?
I love it. You want to take another hit of this one?
Yeah, sure. I'll hit that bad boy.
For sure, homie. Yeah, never say no to that shit. I mean, come on. I'm going to hit that shit.
We'll be ready for you.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to take a dab break. That way you guys can say, oh, Mario, don't take that. Yeah, I take it all, homie. You know what I mean? Hell yeah. Good shit. Good shit.
Oh, my.
Beautiful.
Right, see any good
movies lately?
You know, actually, I did. Did you watch the Selena series on Netflix? Come on, this is your people. What are you talking about?
You got me to the word. Probably said, it's because I'm Mexican. You asked me if I seen that?
Of course. Of course it
is. Why could you say if I seen like Walking in the Dead or fucking...
No, because I
fucking
just
Dexter. I just recently
watched the Selena thing.
Out of all the shows, you choose Selena to ask me?
Yeah, because there's a good reason why, baby girl.
Why, baby? Tell me, mommy.
Because back before she died, I met her.
Oh, what? You met the love of my life?
I got to meet her.
Wow, Eddie.
I was in her dressing room.
Nice.
It was fucking badass. This is probably months before.
Okay.
So, before I never really, like, she was always playing around Texas, right, and Lubbock, right, and everywhere where I lived. Right. And
Albuquerque, you know where she's from, right?
No, she's from Corpus Christi.
Corpus Christi, there you go.
Yeah, she's down on the beach.
Okay.
San Antonio, Corpus Christi area.
Is that a good area over there for the people?
Man, it's not so much.
Not so much, okay.
It's not a real pretty area. It's kind of dirty.
Okay.
Corpus Christi, I went down there a couple of times. It's kind of a dirty city. No offense. No offense to anybody from Corpus that might be listening. But I just, at the time, it was kind of dirty, to be honest.
Okay, okay.
So, but that's where she was from. And they played all over Texas, New Mexico, Arizona. They probably played around in here. I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
But they came through and they played in fucking Lubbock, Texas. And I was working in fucking, there were two bars. They were together. And that was the one night I was really wanting to work over there, you know.
Yeah.
At the sidebar right by the stage. Because that's going to be the busy motherfucker, you know. And they made me work on the other side. You okay over there, little buddy?
Fuck.
Dying.
Well,
they get the lungs right for this. It's coming up.
I gotta get the lungs ready for that. Ready? Gotta get the lungs.
It's okay. Coming up. Coming but yeah, up. So I was back in before she went on stage. Yeah. The dressing room was in the back, so they had her in the liquor closet where they kept all our fucking. It was like the liquor room,
right?
And so she was getting ready to go on stage.
Yeah.
And I was back there getting liquor, and it's like, oh shit! So I got to meet her real quick.
She looked good, huh?
She's beautiful.
Fuck, man, rest her soul. Rest her.
Absolutely
man.
Beautiful. It was senseless.
Beautiful, yeah.
Very talented.
Yeah, fuck that fat bitch.
Very talented. Yeah, fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
That and, you know, think about this: is they there's still everybody. She's still fucking. She's still talked about. They're still making movies.
And you know what?
This is in like 1994.
Yeah,
95 when she got shy. You know what I mean? My daughter, she didn't know anything about her, and she watched it.
Nice.
So she watched it at the end. She was all tearing up and crying. She was like, you know, I don't think I like that lady who shot her very much.
Dude, now you got to show her the movie that Jennifer Lopez played in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep. She's doing a little research, and she wanted to like look up some stuff on the internet about Selena. So I let her do that. And then we're going to watch the Jennifer Lopez movie at some point.
Yeah,
and you want to know something even crazier?
Yeah.
I lived in San Antonio whenever they announced the Selena movie and who was going to play her.
Yeah.
And I was out fucking looking for a job one day, and fucking nobody was talking to me. Nobody was fucking biting, right? I couldn't find a job anywhere. And I was down on the Riverwalk in San Antonio. I just moved to San Antonio. And I was like, fuck it. It's like 5 o'clock. I'm done looking for a job today. I'm going to go get a drink.
Fuck it. Let's get faded.
Fucking, I'm up at the bar, right? And this guy's like, damn, man, they're having a big ass party for Jennifer Lopez up there.
What?
They're announcing the Selena movie.
That's right.
And she was playing Selena. And fucking next thing I know, she came up to the bar. She was standing there at the bar. So we got to meet her then, too.
Jennifer Lopez?
Yes.
There you go. Look at that, Eddie De Niro.
How fucking weird is that, in life, cool. You know?
That is cool.
So, yeah, I got to meet the real Selena. And then Jennifer Lopez, when she was coming up, that was the role that made her.
Hey,
you know?
That was that. Yeah.
Before that, she was just a fly girl.
Yeah, right there on that one show, fucking in Living Color, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I was telling you earlier. I was trying to say Jim Carrey, too. What was it? Fire Marshal Bill?
Yeah.
Boy, that was my fucking... If you guys remember Fire Marshal Bill?
That motherfucker
that fool
was
the
funny.
Best of the best, baby.
He was fucking hilarious.
But yeah, homie. No, yeah. Selena was good, man. Sad that happened to her, man. You know, fucking bitch. And then sad thing is that, you know, I guess you only become famous when you die, right? Tupac, all these people die and then they become famous, huh? Isn't that a tragedy?
No, they were pretty big before, I think.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But there's a famous saying that you gotta die before you become famous. Fuck, man. Like, damn.
It does happen a lot that way. And a lot of people get really big after they die.
That's what I mean. Yeah, that's what I mean. Sorry, see,
they might not have been as big before.
But as soon as they die, you get big, homie. You know what I mean? I don't know if it's a thing, but no, that's cool, man. So you got to
make thing is that all the Sublime too?
Yeah, is that all the famous people you met?
Fuck, I know a bunch of famous.
No, I bet you do. You let
I've
them
been
know
some
that
cool
you,
yeah, places. Tell,
well, let them know what your other little your dream is. Your music dream.
My music dream.
Yeah,
I'm living it. What are you talking about?
What I mean, like your passion. That's what I mean. Your passion. Your music passion.
Music. I have a studio. My own record label.
Good.
I got all kinds of shit going on.
Good
There's
shit,
all
music.
Kinds of music I'm releasing all the time.
Beautiful.
Hopefully, with this pandemic thing is all said and done, everybody keep your fingers crossed. I'll start going back and doing my solo shows again.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then you let us know when we can go see you play, right?
Of course.
There you go. See, that's what I'm trying to tell them.
How it works. You know,
beautiful.
If you have a podcast, you got to be able to talk about the other shit you're doing in life, right?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Let them know. You know what I mean? Later, you guys can go see Eddie De Niro, maybe play like at a casino or play somewhere.
Yeah.
A little guitar, get something. You know what I mean? Go support him. And you know, that's nice, man. Get
a little back hole in the wall kind of bar around here in Las Vegas.
Hey,
that's the kind of places I look really good.
It's all good, man. Back in San Diego.
Neon
back home,
signs. I look like a fucking a dream. Not so much in sunlight.
Hey, but don't worry. Back home, man, we had all those, man. We had all those little holes in the walls. We had them all. So
yeah,
you know,
they're out here
the
everywhere.
Best of the best,
they
know?
Are
so
the
don't
best.
Worry.
Those are my kind of people.
Exactly.
Those are my kind of people.
Good people,
I like the you know,
the good people that just show love to everybody. They're just there.
They're just there to drink their problems away. That's my kind of crowd.
Just like us. You know what? Let's smoke our problems away. You know
what? Is that this look like a good little dab for you?
That's
my
perfect,
friend?
Homie.
Huh? You want a little bit more?
Of course, homie. Do it because I was about to just push this on you. Really good.
Oh,
bagging it, homie. I want to get it. Yeah, your baby. What's up? Let's get it. Ready? That's for me.
Oh, shit. I'm just dropping.
Damn.
Dropping crystals everywhere.
You know what I mean? Like I said, people, you know, we're really hardcore dab. I mean, we were not really hardcore dab as we are, then we are. It's like a little phase everybody goes through. You know what I mean? Like everybody,
yep, we do it. It comes and goes.
It comes and goes like everything. You know what I mean? I like it. I don't. Then it comes.
Normally, I use the honey badger.
Oh, I love this. Yeah, that's normally my weapon we're honey of badgers. Choice. Yeah, this is.
I just get the little thing, and I didn't bring the honey badger out today, but I can. We will have that out before long. We'll be hitting with that too. It's just kind of on hiatus right now, so that's why we're showing people how to do this way.
And I don't want to offend nobody either, too. But you know, but yeah, this is
you don't like this way.
I don't like.
You feel like you're smoking crack, don't you?
How did you read my mind?
I know you, baby girl.
Fuck,
I'm inside your head.
Fuck, ooh. Get out, homie, get out. Yeah, so
it's scary in here. I feel so, trapped. You know what sometimes. I
mean? That's why I'm a stoner because this is bringing back too much memories. I was back in the hood growing up, and so let's just
back in the hood.
Even that with when that. You used God to cook damn. It Oh, yeah, my tios, the uncle, the fam, all that. Damn, they said, damn, oh, shit. No, yeah, that looks good.
There we go.
Let's do it, baby. Let's do it. But, yeah, man, it's good. I love it. Generation, I love it. Let's
see,
do it.
This will work a lot better because, you got a little buddy to help you out.
Thank you. Yeah, I got my big buddy right here. Get you one. Right. Do you at your local neighborhood.
You just got to go find him?
You got to just go find him.
All righty, ready?
All right, ready? Let's go.
Okay.
So, yeah, like you said, once it starts bubbling...
Gotta count to one, count two, to three.
Count.
Get it.
One, two, three.
Is that it? Hit it again. You still got a little juice in there.
See, we not used to this, homie. How do I? There you go, there you go. Milk it, homie. Get the little juice, homie. Little agüita.
There you go. Good?
Yeah, that shit tastes good, homie. You can taste that shit. You know, you don't think you're going to get big clouds. You can get big clouds and all that, right, Eddie? Tell them. Explain to them.
Oh, yeah.
Go show them what's up now.
So we got these. You just got to put a little more product in there is the trick.
Okay. Show them what's up. Put the product in.
So get you some diamonds. This one, we're going to do it a little different this time.
Well, that's a different one. No, it's the same one.
No. We're going to do things a little different.
Okay.
So this time, what I'm going to do.
He's going to show you.
Set up.
What you going to do? What you going to do when they come for you?
Ooh, we on cops?
Fuck no, don't say me, that. Don't man. Say Nah.
Nah, we're all legal, dog. We're all legal.
We're legal.
That's why I moved here.
And I'm illegal, too. Awesome. Or I was illegal. Nah, I'm okay with you.
Like, goddamn, what did you climb that wall? What the fuck? Oh, you went under?
Yeah, what you mean? I got the connect. That's my Theo Chop, homie. What you mean? Yeah, I went to the tunnel.
You got to go down under.
I went to the tunnel.
They're looking for you above everywhere. Oh, you can't see me. I'm going below.
Then we come out in the house in San Isidro. You know what I mean?
There you go. Hey, if they can tunnel into a fucking jail cell.
Oh, my
shit.
God. I mean, the things these fucking narcos can do nowadays.
They ain't fucking around at all.
At all. And it's hard because, you know, just so you know, I got family that's in that kind of business in the narcos and shit. You know, later I'm going to talk to you guys about that too. That's, you know,
don't talk about it. They'll try to kill us.
Okay, never mind. Dude. You know, no. Absolutely right. You know what I mean? Never mind. Scratch that.
We can't talk about it. I don't want to be in no witness undercover programs. I ain't trying to rat nobody out. I ain't no fucking snitch, man.
That's why he cut. Nah, we just fucking, we just yanking your chains. You know what I mean? But yeah, back in the days growing up, you know, we're from Mexico, and you know, my uncles and aunts, you know, they did all that. They're from Morelia, and they had all that, and even to this day, I got cousins and family still into that. But like I said, you know, I to each his own. Everybody does their own, and fuck it, it is what it is. I smoke it, I don't sell it. Fuck it. I love this shit. Ooh, Eddie, look at that shit. You're burning that shit, homie. Get it. Ooh, yeah, right. Homie. Ready? Big Eddie De Niro's going to hit it for you guys. Check him out.
So, you give it a second to cool down there.
You're the man. You're the boss. Whew. Nice. Nice little diamonds, eh? So yeah, so what movie? So you didn't answer the question back to that. So the newest movie I seen was that Saw one. It's called what is it, Spiral or something like that?
Which one?
That new Saw one. It's some new Saw movie that came out. It's called Spiral or something.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it with Samuel Jackson and Chris Rock. You know, pretty Samuel cool. Pretty
Jackson's
cool.
In everything, right? Yeah. He's
Samuel Jackson's in everything, huh? Damn, he even came out in Saw, fool. That's crazy.
Like what they said in Ted 2.
All right, hit that
the only black guy in every single movie ever.
Oh, yeah, and he doubled that motherfucker. See, there you go. There you go, homeboy. See the difference? There, homie. See, you know what I mean? There you go.
Hit that one. Oh, yeah. That way works a little better. It's a little different. That's the most preferred way.
Like I said, everybody's different because you know when I go,
but you don't get the flavor like you do out of the first way. The cold start, you get the flavor.
Okay.
So if you're wanting the flavor, then you want to cold start it sometimes, or heat it low temp. Low temp it is a good thing.
Okay.
I burned that on there for about 20 seconds on the banger there, and then you just drop the product
nice,
in.
Nice.
It starts melting up, and as you saw, you know, you just take your
that
shot.
Was good. It was real good.
You get you a pool there, little buddy.
It was real good. It was real good. See now we gotta finish that bowl that we still have.
Oh shit! Well, it looks like it's our time anyway, so we could do that on the outro tip. What?
Okay, let's do it, homie.
Alrighty, all right, guys.
Ready?
We'll see y'all next week. You still got a little on there to roast?
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. Good night.
Dude, see what I had?
Nice.